All right, happy Monday and happy October, y'all. It's the Jake and Skullhead Show. I'm Mr. Skullhead, as always.
I'm Jake. It's like the opposite of Halloween. Instead of being the last day of October, it's the first day of October. Or is it the second day of October?
Today's the second.
Ah, damn it. I slept through an entire day again. I was hoping to celebrate anti-Halloween. It's where I go to a bunch of places dressed in my normal clothes and don't ask for candy.
Huh. That is a special holiday. I guess the day after Halloween is All Saints Day, so this is kind of the opposite of All Saints Day, where you know, all the stuff that you do for All Saints Day, you don't do. I don't know, I don't usually celebrate All Saints Day. I think it's become too commercialized.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the commercial. Yeah. I don't actually know anything about All Saints Day. What are you supposed to do on All Saints Day?
Oh, I have no idea. That's what I was getting at.
Oh. Istanbul sent us a question that was supposed to be sent to Radio Pug Bear. The idea of a pug bear is still kind of disconcerting to me.
Yeah. Jesus, the idea of a pug anything.
Yeah. Like a puggle?
Yeah.
Or a puggle jumper. Cornoke says, no cue ball or little cube of blue chalk in the pool hall? You can't play without them. You can play without a cue ball, just not according to the rules. And only pussies need chalk.
I did kind of wonder why there wasn't a cue ball in the pool hall.
I just didn't think of it.
Were you trying not to offend bald people?
Yeah, that too. That too. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if somebody came up with an enchantment, it'd be pretty easy to make the art.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just did 1 through 9, because that's... I still forgot to implement that you ask the 8-ball a question and it answers 8. You gotta be sure and make them multi-usable, too.
I did want to see the rotate 90 degrees to turn it into an infinity ball. So I think that's...
That could just as easily be just written in as a joke in the description.
Yeah. You know. So let it be written, so let it be done.
Ithrildor says, there needs to be the option of choosing which of the three types of worthless objects you want. No.
Why?
Because no.
No, I mean, why would you want to?
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody would want that either. I mean, maybe he's collecting.
Can you display case those?
I don't know. I think you can.
Hmm.
I don't think they're quest items or anything, are they? Snave says, let us send free Hank's pull items and K-mails, even to those in Ronin or Hardcore. Eh. I can see why, for consistency's sake, we might want that, but that would be kind of a pain in the ass, given the way the code's written. That's not a bad idea, but not a priority. Rowden says, when I made the movable type comment about the feelies, I didn't mean to sound like I was complaining. I was referring to how when movable type was invented, printers would take orders for books and then print up a batch when they hit a certain number. No. We didn't actually think that you were complaining or being some kind of jerk.
Right.
I just wanted to make a joke about the movable type blog software. But yeah, we were just talking about that. The first of many boxes of very strange product arrived at my house today. We got hey, what's in the box? 300 2-inch by 3-inch black velour drawstring bags. Yeah. got a lot of dice to carry around.
They're gonna think you're either jewelers or, I don't know, hardcore gamers or really posh drug dealers.
Or people building a set of props for an online role playing game to sell in their store. Probably not. I did have to explain that to the woman that we ordered the keys from. Though she's now on board with doing a custom order, so we won't end up with 200 pounds of keys we can't use. I guess if we could just keep trying them in every door we found until we finally found one that opened. Uber Noodle Boy says, I hate it when people use literally as an intensifier, as when it's used so it never means literally. I literally shit myself. Yeah, Riff was complaining about that last time. I mean, I feel like it can be used as an intensifier. I mean, not even so much as an intensifier, but to say, like, you know, I literally saw double.
Yeah.
You know, that, okay, that is actually more intense than to say, you know, you couldn't say I was literally beside myself, you know, but, I mean, you could literally see red because that is something that happens when you get that angry, I guess. I guess. I don't know. I've never been that angry. And I've been pretty angry, so maybe that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and, but if you say I got so scared that I literally wet my pants, then you definitely should have some wet in your pants.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. David Cross has a whole routine complaining about that, too.
The related category there is virtually, which at some point came to mean not really. Like, this is virtually free. It costs $12.
What? So, I mean, I thought that virtually meant, like, sort of the same in terms of its attributes, but not in terms of its identity.
Why, let's ask.
Like, possessing the same virtues as, I guess, is sort of how I always interpreted that, but I don't actually know. Like, this, which virtually guarantees that this will happen, I feel like, you know, it's not specific cause and effect, but it might as well be the same thing, is kind of what...
Well, I guess the only definitions for virtually I'm seeing are almost but not quite, so I guess I shouldn't be concerned about that. Now if we could just get people to stop using quotation marks to mean not really. Like, here's your free, in quotation marks, you're going to love this new apartment, in quotation marks, and what it actually is a shoebox. I really hate it when that happens.
Well, I mean, it's used for comic effect sometimes, but... The scare quotes are not always, you know. Mm-hmm. I use them sometimes.
You tend to use air quotes ironically, which is okay.
Well, no, but I mean, I use them in writing in the game sometimes, I feel like.
Yeah, but to comedic effect, I think that's okay. I think it's just in advertising that it bugs me.
Oh, I see.
Like, this is a chicken sandwich. And with a chicken in quotation marks, and then what it actually is made out of people.
We did. I forget who I was with. Must have been. I think it was Jamin. We were driving somewhere once, and we were behind this van that on the back, it was like a van for some printing company, and on the back of the van was printed this advertisement, and it was your logo on thousands of products, and logo was in quotation marks. Like, huh.
And by logo I mean penis, and by penis I mean vagina.
By thousands of products I mean. Thousands of sorority girls. Tom 93 says, the wolf face image used for the intrinsic effect on the furry suit and the snarl of the timber wolf looks a lot like a gas mask with ears. Well, wolves look a lot like gas masks with ears. So don't blame me. Blame Noah for picking those particular wolves that looked like that to take on his arc. ACDR says, will it ever be possible to purchase a trophy with meat from Hanks? No. It's just not important enough.
It's important to some people, you insensitive bastard. No. Anybody who has 10,000 meat in Hanks right now gets a trophy.
Psycho says a couple things. When I fight the gothic couple with an acoustic guitar, I get this. You play an acoustic version of a country and western song, them gets an achy breaky heart and takes 26 damage. Yeah, plural enemies really play hell with all of our shit. Also, damn. I don't really think that it's possible to fix that without rewriting the messages, rewriting every message for plural
right.
monsters, which I just don't want to do. You know, we could just get rid of all the plural monsters, but that's not fun. I mean, I guess with the flock of stab bats, you could say it, you know, yeah. meaning the flock. Right. And with a pair, you know, we could change family jewels to a pair of family jewels.
Or if we wanted to, we could just add a body part that's multiple, you know, the plural monster.
But it wouldn't stop the other ones from coming up.
Hmm.
We could, I mean, I'd have to kind of change the way that works. Like, if we were going to add the category for, the category for physically resistant stuff, which I feel like we should, because I think including that in the text is a good idea, then we could just also add a category for plural ones, which, I don't know. I mean, no more often than those tend to come up. I don't know that it's a big deal if there just aren't a lot of messages for them, you know?
Uh-huh.
If we came up with one or two messages for every weapon type, I think it'd be fine.
Yeah.
And mostly, they would just be grammatical rewrites of the existing messages. So, yeah.
Wow, so from the unabridged, I think it's Webster's, the fourth definition for literally is in effect, in substance, very nearly, virtually.
Huh.
And it says, this use is often criticized, nevertheless, it appears in all but the most carefully edited writing. Although this use of literally irritates some, it probably neither distorts nor enhances the intended meaning of the sentences in which it occurs.
Wow.
So, like, it's that bullshit approach to grammar, which is, as long as people know what you're saying, it doesn't matter if you don't talk good. Yeah.
Well,
Riff says, fuck that, and I agree.
I think there's a fine line, because, I mean, you have to allow language to evolve, right? And, I mean, there are all kinds of things that we use that we would bitch if people started using them the way they were used by scholars 300 years ago, you know. But it's sad when you see it happening as a result of ignorance rather than as a result of actual useful evolution of the language, I guess. But I don't know. Psycho also says the Cubist bowl burns itself instead of itself, though I couldn't actually find that in a combat message, so I don't know what you were doing to get that message to come up.
There was also something about the used text on a scroll of indescribable evil.
Oh, yeah?
That used it against the sorceress, and it said it wraps around it rather than her, which shouldn't happen, but I couldn't figure out where I could...
Yeah, that would be in a fight script, so you wouldn't actually be able to edit that, but... Yeah, it's weird. It seems like it would always have the wrong gender, unless it's the second form of the sorceress, which I think isn't it.
Hmm.
Is it not?
Is it not an it? You said it again. Oh, look.
Oh,
it's still a she.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
The third form isn't it.
I see.
But you should never hit the third form. Like, yep. Strike the third form, I should say.
What, you want to get rid of it?
You
said strike that, reverse it. Good old Gene Wilder. The moves asks when more shirts will be implemented. I keep forgetting to look at that stuff. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is there a Corpse Bride reference in the Haunted Ballroom? And if not, how come? I've never seen the Corpse Bride. Oh, right. The DVD of Corpse Bride existed in this very laptop that I am using, I think because my wife had a copy of it and watched it on some vacation or other. The Moves also asks, when can Feely packs be ordered? Where can Feely packs be ordered? On the Asymmetric Store, eventually. Robo9981 says, Hogulus says, you better believe it. Yeah.
You should probably check out Corpse Bride. Ben. Sorry, I didn't... couldn't jump in right after you were talking about it.
But
for somebody who didn't really see what was so amazing about Nightmare Before Christmas, I think this would hit you better, because it's shorter and has fewer songs.
Huh. It seemed like Beetlejuicy.
A little bit.
Beetlejuicy. I kind of liked Beetlejuice.
I quite liked Beetlejuice.
Ask Your Doctor About Levitra says, could there possibly be a new familiar that increases the chance of a combat adventure by 0.5 or 0.25% per pound, and another that does the opposite, or would that be overpowered? You know...
Doesn't make sense
as a familiar. Yeah, it's a little goofy as a familiar, because familiars don't do anything in non-combat adventures, and, you know, if we're going to stick to that, I think we should stick to that. The other thing is, we decided... when we sort of conceived of that mechanism, that it would absolutely max out at a 25% modification of the chances in either direction. Because that's enough to make a significant difference in some spots, but not to screw things up. Not to make it so, you know, every zone could be pushed all the way to one end or whatever. And so
Right now, I think we're up to 20 possible. Let's see. Is there, there's a self buff. There's the item. There's the offhand item. There's the buff, the accordion thief buff. I think that's it. I think you can only get 20% in either direction now. So we have another 5% increment, or, you know, another, like, we could have something that could, you know, maybe change to 10% under certain circumstances or whatever without sort of going over. But a familiar, if at max weight it only gave you 5%, nobody would like that. I mean, it would just be kind of useless. And, yeah. So probably not. That's probably not going to be something that we do. Oh, ACM points out, and I had actually forgotten about this, that there are still no Naga shirts in the store. I believe the only thing that we were waiting on there could be accomplished right now, since Hot Stuff and Zlyania are in the same room at the same time. Oh, Zlyania is gone. I'll make that happen very soon. Lieutenant Trachea says, something should be added to the Clover adventure in the Haunted Conservatory. Stats or something. With a low yield rate from piles of bones, I can get nothing from the Clover. That is, it's possible to get nothing at all from the adventure. Sorry for the two messages. Well, don't use a Clover there. If you don't like the reward, you know, you're not going to use 100 Clovers to get 100 pairs of Uber pants. So, you know.
We should make it the same as the Clover adventure that people are starting a campaign to nerf.
In the gallery.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I can, I, you know, I can kind of see their point, but I don't, I don't know. I looked at it, we talked about it beforehand, said, do you think people are going to think this is too powerful? Like, yeah, but it just doesn't really make a difference in the context of, like, an Ascension run, so I really, you know, it doesn't matter. I think it's, people aren't used to there being something there like that. You know, but it's kind of what the shore used to be. Like, if you're at level 30, the shore is better than that. I don't know. What we may do is do the same thing we did with the mine, which is just add a second Clover adventure and then whatever. You know. Also, you just kind of... people complain that it increases the extent to which whether or not it's a Clover Day impacts your chances of, you know, having a good Ascension run. And, you know, maybe we need to address that. I wanted to address it before, but everybody got mad at me when I tried to take Clovers out of the Hermit entirely. But, you know, there have been people suggesting that every day, every player can get from 0 to 3 Clovers out of the Hermit.
Hmm.
You know, that he just has a limited supply. And I kind of like that, you know. Having fewer than that available and a few other places that you can get Clovers is also a solution that I like. And I think we kind of figured out a way to do that. But I don't know. We'll see. I had also something that I want to do that I think could kind of help is just make it so stat days are never Clover days.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if people think that would actually fix anything or not. Walla Walla 23 says, idea for a Grimoire item, the Talisman of B.O. Accessory that works like a stab bat, except for the part where it attacks your opponent.
So just an item that regularly attacks you in battle?
Well, that's clear, because you never normally don't notice your own B.O. It usually just offends others.
I notice mine sometimes. Then I take a shower. Walla Walla 23, this is bizarre. Well, 23 says, Jick, your name is an anagram of Snack John Oz. Scully's name is Hi, Aunt Jose. Strangely enough, I actually spent a considerable amount of time right after high school writing this text file that was a bunch of jokes, the punchlines of which were anagrams of my own name. And Oz Snack John came up in that. And it was about this munchkin construction worker who kept trying to find a porta potty, but every time he went into one of the toilets, it was just filled with, like, potato chips and candy bars. It wasn't a very good joke, but, I mean, you couldn't expect it to be a very good joke when the punchline is Oz Snack John. You know, he sees the sign. There was also, I had the benefit of being able to also do, like, Zachary Johnson. So there was another one about, like, Johann Sebastian Bach having been cremated and put in an urn on the mantelpiece, and then freaking out this maid who didn't speak English very well by by lamenting the fact that he would never see the spires of Emerald City or the Yellow Brick Road again, causing her to blurt out, "Johann Ash, cry Oz."
Uh-huh. See, I remember when we were doing anagrams of various They Might Be Giants songs and movies and some of my shitty CD collection. And then if you use your middle name, we got Horny Aching Jaws Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And High Aching Non-Jews Rang.
Right, high. It was like Z, High Aching Non-Jews Rang, yeah. The ones that have to be sent like a memo to somebody with an initial at the beginning, it was a little less.
Mine was Hum Joe's A Hot Stain.
Right.
Or Hot Jam on a Shit, depending on which way you want to cut it.
The, was... You could also, like, I think another one of the jokes was about this like, cowboy that walked into a saloon and sat down and had a beer, and then this old, like, prospector wanders in going, "Ah, ah, ah, ah," and he turns to the bartender and he's like, "What's up with that guy?" And the bartender says, "Oh, don't mind him, that's just old crazy Ah Johnson." But that was more just Zachary's an anagram of crazy Ah.
Right.
But thank you, Walla 23, for allowing that tangent to...
A nice 20-minute walk down memory lane. Aunt Jose. Anyway.
Hi, Aunt Jose. Like, Uncle Grandma. I don't know. Max Vance says, for the few items that have intrinsic effects, why don't you just remove them and instead state the enchantments directly? Well, the intrinsic effects came from a time when there was only one enchantment per item. The reason that I haven't done that is because I don't want to lose the writing on them right now, because some of them are kind of funny. And also, it's a good way for us to give items enchantments that you don't know exactly what they do. Which, you know, a lot of them can be figured out, but it's a way for us to kind of hide stuff on items without having to, like, write something to fake it. And plus, it also allows us to take effects that already exist. I mean, if we wanted to give some hat intrinsic confused, we could. Very easily by just putting that in there as an intrinsic. Yeah. So, I mean, I like the mechanism, and so I don't really see the point of the handful of things that could be retrofitted. I don't really see the point of retrofitting them. Durgle says, is it true that the Doppelshifter cannot turn into an astral badger? If so, what is the reasoning behind this? I don't think we intended for it not to be able to turn into it. Okay, right. So we just haven't... All right. So the familiars that the Doppelshifter can turn into is on a white list rather than on a black list, and we just haven't added it to the white list. So that could be made a note of, and I could take care of that. Cornoke says, Hot Stuff took the hyphen out of the Rat Appendix Kebab description, but not the item name. Inconsistent. That's probably not true. He probably took it out of the item name, but it... inventory pages using a flat file on the servers that only I can update. So we'll check that. Hogula says, I know you kind of already have plans to revamp the Nemesis quests, but it'd be neat if the Nemesis bosses were repurposed to fit the playing styles of their respective classes. For example, the Spirit of New Wave could buff itself from time to time, thus encouraging you to face stab, disco dance, whatever, and into submission. The Turtle Poacher could use several weak attacks in one round, thus multiplying the damage-reducing effects of a Turtle Tamel's shields. And Gorgolok could have a whole lot of HP and do a lot of damage, but not attack for the first few rounds of combat, thus encouraging a lot of lunging thrust smacks. That's kind of neat, actually.
That's pretty clever.
A particular skill or style of play, but yeah, but I mean, yeah, that's, that, you know, some of those are neat. I don't know about encouraging more lunging thrust smack use, but, you know, they could just be very, Gorgolok could be slow. I mean, I'm sure we could work out some trick for just making it a little easier for the correct class to defeat the monster or whatever. Ivan GS says, why only one wand per ascension? Why can't you get a new one after it explodes? Well, because it's a sort of a metagame mechanic rather than just some content. So, you know, we just wanted to limit it. I mean, you can keep a wand forever and you can use it every day with no risk whatsoever of it ever exploding. You just, you know, can't use it a bunch of times. It's like a little restraint test. It's a instant gratification versus patience and preparation. mechanism that we put in there. And we actually, like, people who go a long time using their wand only once a day, we send them some goodies in the mail. We use it as a way of finding people who are, like, you know, patient and responsible.
And then we send them an email and say, in 6 months, we can send you something really cool, or we can send you something not as cool now.
Yeah.
And then if they say, send me something not as cool now, then we don't.
Yeah.
Because they failed the final test.
And if they say that to send them something in 6 months, we just forget about it and hope that they will, too. Lilith says, perhaps the Knobgoblin Firecracker should do fire damage. I mean, it is an explosion. Yeah, but, I mean, it's not actually the fire that hits you. It's the cardboard from the outside. Firecrackers they don't burn you. They cut you and shrapnel you and bruise you.
Mm.
That's entirely not true. Alan C. says, when you're astral and get TP'd, it should land on the Valhalla Day Inn.
That would be kind of funny.
Max Vance also says, I don't know if Max Vance, I think Max Vance said something earlier, so I can say also says, will you ever bring back Seaside Town 28 days later, perhaps when there are no more zombie pineal glands left? Probably not.
We'll do something else if there are ever no zombie pineal glands left, or if they're substantially
hard to get. I mean, there are still more than there are players, so we're still fine. And I mean, I honestly feel like, you know, somebody who started playing yesterday, it's not a big deal if they can't get a zombie pineal gland ever. You know, it's just...
actually totally run out, I'm not sure that that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can get the gold Mr. Store.
Yeah, you know, that's Riff points out that nobody can get the old Mr. Store familiar, so why, you know, should we make an exception like that for some free content that's not even as good? Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, if Jick had two baby boys, when they grew up and you introduced them to the game, would something similar to the Myst storyline occur?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're
going to
get them trapped inside the game, though.
No, I'm sure by the time either of us have children who are old enough to use a computer, like, using the computer will involve transferring your personality into the computer.
Yeah. The Rum says, could we get a magnifying glass on the pulverized form? Already done. All right. He also says, I realize NS-13 won't happen for a little while now, but which do you think will occur first, Crimbo or NS-13? I'm guessing NS-13, because what do we have? October, November, we have like three entire months, and we're pretty much working specifically towards that on everything that we're doing, except for a little bit of clan stuff. Oh, wow, we got the calendar actually set up again. That's nice. Yeah, anyway. Professor Tank says, hey, I really enjoyed last week's Thursday show. Keep up the good work. P.S. Do skills such as Eye of the Stoat stack with critical hit items? P.P.S. Eye of the Stoat does stack with critical hit items because it works along a different mechanism than critical hit multipliers. But other skills that increase critical chance probably don't. I don't actually know that there are any other skills that increase critical chance. You know, I enjoyed last week's show, too, last Thursday's. Even though we didn't answer a lot of questions, we just got to talk. And you know, sometimes I like to just talk. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be the holiday New Jarl's Day, New Year's Day, in which drinking champagne, wow, that's the worst spelling of champagne I've ever seen, gives double and monsters drop things like paper hats, streamers, and party poppers? That wouldn't be too bad. It would fill in the whole January gap, which, hey, if we were going to do that, it'd be like, what, tomorrow? But we're not. Although this might be the last time that ever happens on a Tuesday. Which is entirely not true. Disco Rabbi says, next April Fools, you should do nothing but change the six-pack image to include 8 cans. Hogula says, along sort of similar lines to my last suggestion, it would be neat if, as a reward for some guild quest, you got a piece of familiar equipment that adds X pounds of Y familiar. So, like, Moxie classes could get something that D-levels monsters and hence is +5 pounds of barnacle, or something. I don't know. I mean, I think that it would maybe cheapen that mechanism a little bit if we used it outside of Mr. Store. But, you know, we definitely are planning on one of the guild quests having a class-specific familiar as a reward, so we can certainly, you know, make a familiar that synergizes with the way the class plays.
Yeah.
Gorblack says, I had a dream that you gave me a custom item, the gift shop guy's name tag. I could write anything I wanted in it, and the game would display that name in the gift shop. You took it away after I changed his name to Fuck You, Jake.
That was no dream.
Yeah.
Or was it?
Also, in one of the Bullet Bill's attack messages, Bullet Bill isn't capitalized. What?
What the hell kind of rinky-dink operation are we running here? And why the hell am I talking like Robert Loggia?
Who's God. That?
Yeah, you know, every time I say that, you ask me who he is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Why it's kind of entertaining. Occasionally, I tell you.
Really?
But
all right, that's fixed. What? Who is he?
He's an actor who talks like that. Have you seen Big?
Yeah.
He's the toy company owner in Big, I believe.
I thought that...
Yeah, he's the toy company owner in Big who dances on the keyboard with the Tom Hanks.
Huh, weird. I mean, I recognize that guy, but...
He just has a really gruff voice that sounds like me when I'm all phlegmy.
Does he kind of look like, what's that guy from the Mary Tyler Moore Show? Ed?
Yeah, I don't know.
The guy, he's a communist?
He looks like Robert fucking Loggia, man.
No, he
doesn't. Nobody,
he does
nobody
not.
Looks like Robert Loggia.
What the fuck is that guy's name? The guy from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the old guy.
Dick Van Dyke?
No, not... Dick Van Dyke's not old. Okay, he's kind of old.
He is now.
Ed Asner. Ed Asner.
Oh, right. Yes, he does.
Okay. Robert Loggia looks kind of like Ed Asner, right? I'm not
yes.
making that up. Okay.
And a little like Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins is the guy from...
Who framed Roger Rabbit.
See, I remembered that. You taught me that the other day. Hedgeman 3 says, could I request a Green Day song? Well, you could. Oh, weird. Wow. Krismer says, hello, I was wondering something. Why don't you have a retile familiar that isn't a Mr. Store special that makes it really hard for new players who love retiles to get? I mean, the lowest price of one retile familiar of only two is $6 million.
Retile?
I think it's probably supposed to be reptile.
Oh, he's probably talking about the chameleon being the one retile familiar that we already have.
Well, there's something else, right? There's...
Let me see. I have almost everything in my terrarium. I guess, see, I would say that the saber-toothed lime is a reptile.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count to the,
I would say that it has the carnival. Blood of a reptile just underneath its skin.
Because,
you know... I'm all about Nine Inch Nails.
And the feather boa constrictor is technically a reptile.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
it's literally, it's virtually
it's literally
a reptile.
Virtually a reptile. Ooh, Spaz Attack says, hey, Jake, Lake of Boding is up to 25%, and 2 days ago it was at 22%. I think they actually might be making progress. Awesome. Is there a progress bar on Tayard?
I don't know. I haven't been back to Tayard.
Di Vernon says, I thought the asymmetric home office was in Sioux City, Iowa. That's only... There is a home office there where we get our top 10 lists from.
Where Gorblack's, is the...
What? Yeah?
The home office for the pumpkin basket is in Intercourse, Pennsylvania. That's right. We have several home away from home offices.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a mom. What, was there something written into there that I didn't know about or something?
You don't...
He added that later.
Okay.
What? Just because I was like, damn it, I'm not going to have this go out with none of my writing in it.
So you just had to be an apologist about my terrorism joke? You know,
it's a joke about how people keep getting offended by random shit they shouldn't be offended by.
You know what's funnier than rape? Terrorism. September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You know, I bet nobody would have gotten pissed. I bet the roofie would have been a lot more. I bet a lot fewer people would have gotten pissed off if we'd made a joke about, like, I don't know, crashing a plane into a building than if we made a joke, if we made the roofies joke.
Probably. But, I don't know. No, I didn't do that because I thought it was offensive. I did it as a joke against the offended people. But I ended up writing a bunch of attack texts for the familiar anyway, so I managed to shoehorn my writing in there anyway.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I'm glad that went off. Although there was somebody was reporting a bug already fixed. you know that xenophobe. Gorblax, if the LM has two broken legs, how come it only has one cast? It has three legs, and one of them is off camera.
Yeah, we established that it has more than two. It could be as many as four. I'm not sure.
Also, it could be that one of its legs is in the shop, and the one that you see on there is a loner. While they're putting the cast on there.
It could have two legs
in
one cast.
That's also true. Two legs in one cast. Because it didn't have a lot of money either. I'm a mum. Cyan220 says, thank you for giving rise to the unstoppable juggernaut that is the softcore leprechaun volleyball elemental fairy familiar. Or better yet for me, the badger what likes picking up extra items familiar. Indeed. Tom93 says, the new item of the month is awesome. The sleazy damage message with the bucket made me laugh a lot. What was the one with the bucket?
There are five of them.
The pantsing one that I wrote, and then what's the...
There's a wedgie, a bra strap snapping, and two that are... Like, he pelts you with a...
Wait, that's not a balloon. Wait, that's not water.
Right.
See, so everybody's offended by terrorism and rape, but not by... throwing a balloon filled with semen at a hippie.
I was thinking urine, actually.
Oh, great.
It's a lot more...
You mean like a condom full of urine? When you imagine a condom and think what liquid would be inside it, your brain leaps to urine?
No, in one of them it's not a balloon, so it's a condom full of water, and then the other one it's not water, so it's a balloon filled with urine. Because I think of semen as something that you can't get in large quantities very quickly unless you're a Japanese woman.
Well, I mean, maybe that's just because you ain't got the skills.
I don't have a fire hose in my pants. No, that is true.
Ah, Freddy got fingers. I'm a mom.
Oh, that's a cute idea. Enemy Lasagna suggests if you go trick-or-treating with a familiar with a pumpkin bucket, they should give the familiar a treat, too.
Aw.
That's just so adorable, I want to stab somebody.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will the Wand of Nagamar ever be used for any puzzles that require letter rearranging? We kept for like 2 years trying to figure out what we were going to do with the goddamn thing. I kind of like the idea of periodically some random stuff happening to you if you have that equipped as your weapon. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I was thrilled that it now does some damage of the rearrangement type. Although that was really hard to come up with what body parts or whatever could it conceivably hit and be anagrammed into something.
Enemy Lasagna suggests making it so that if you get beaten up in the Dungeons of Doom, that the game asks you if you want your items identified.
Wait, I laughed at that, but I have no idea about anything.
That's what happens. The first thing that happens after you die in NetHack is it asks you if you want your items identified.
Yeah.
To see what you were carrying. iThrilldoor says, hey, I just read the description of the Bitto ectoplasm, and I can't believe you'd do that to one of the best candies ever.
Okay, absolutely no one has your back on that, iThrilldoor. I don't think even the guy who made Bitto honey candy.
I like Bitto honey. It's good.
It's made out of sawdust and pain.
It tastes nothing
like honey or like bits. You know,
it tastes a little bit like honey. It's a bit o' honey. It's not like bucket o' honey. You know what?
It tastes like a drill bit that's been dipped in honey and then used to create a lot of sawdust.
I don't feel that it tastes like sawdust at all. I like stuff that like I like frozen gummy bears. I like stuff that hurts to chew on it. I don't know why that is. It just gives me some real satisfaction to. I always get ice cream with gummy bears in it and just like let them get really cold and it's like. Rah, rah, rah. I like it when your teeth get stuck together with Jolly Ranchers and you pry them apart. Yeah, I don't know.
But you didn't like it that one time I punched you in the face.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Because you seem to like teeth pain, though, so that's kind of odd.
Yeah. It's not pain. It's just the pressure. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't like going to the dentist.
Well, you also don't like, as a general rule, things that are sweet, so I could see you not liking, or I could see you liking the bit of honey other than other candy, which is actually fucking candy.
Well, no,
I just have, I have memories of trick-or-treating at home, and, you know, maybe 2 weeks after Halloween, there'd be nothing left in my bag but Double Bubble and
Well, you don't like Double Bubble?
It's gum that doesn't taste like anything, so no.
That is my, like, my favorite kind of gum is the gum from, like, baseball cards. Like, just gum. Just regular old pink gum. You know, which...
I wish I would have known you in elementary school.
Powdered sugar on the outside of it.
That's not... That's fucking flour on the outside of it.
It's not flour. I had a dream once, and this dream was so fucking cool. I was so happy about this dream when I was, it had to have been like early high school, but I had a dream that I was like in grade school and I was on this field trip and they took us to this, the mine where the dwarves who worked in this mine, like got the bubble gum in its pure form out of the living rock, right? It was like, you know how, like, in, you know, you'll see like a mine in some cartoon and it's like a cave with like little crystals or, you know, bits of gold sticking out of the walls or whatever. It was fucking chunks of bubble gum, like just round. You know what it came from was they used to sell those big boulders of bubble gum, like wrapped in plastic wrap at,
right,
like Circle K. I haven't seen those in forever, but I mean, it was like the size of a baseball, except just this kind of wad of bubble gum. And I was like, where do those come from? Oh, they must mine them. And, it sucked, though, because to get out of the mine, we just had to climb up this enormous ladder that was in the middle of this giant, like shaft that you couldn't reach the walls from the ladder, right? It was just a ladder that, like, went out of sight in both directions, up and down, and we were all just climbing up it in single file, and it sucked. But, yeah, I remember tasting it, and it was, like, the best gum I had ever had. So what kind of gum do you like, then?
I like super minty gum. Like the little pellets that come, you know, like the dentine ice and shit
like
that.
Oh, like the Altoids gum and stuff?
Yeah, or like extra whatever the light blue one is that's peppermint.
Those didn't even exist when we were kids, though.
I didn't really chew gum. I mean, I had the occasional Hubba Bubba or something, but
yeah.
Double Bubble just quickly, like... Before you can even get the entire thing chewed,
turned into
a flavorless mess.
I think that's what I kind of I like for
a
the
flavorless
same
mess.
Reason. No, it, because it's like it gets like stiff to chew on, you know. And if there's one thing I like, it's having something stiff and pink in my mouth.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, well, yeah, somebody had to.
For several reasons.
Yeah. I sort of chewed less and less gum as I got older, not because I liked gum less, but because gum sticks to my fillings, and a larger and larger percent of my mouth is fillings as I get older. And so now it's like I just really can't chew gum without constantly having to, like, fish around with my tongue and get it unstuck from my fillings.
Does that mean you just have to kick a lot of ass?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was my very favorite line from any Mystery Science Theater 3000 was, I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of ass. Because it's just a scene of the hero chewing gum. Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will spices ever become easier to obtain? No. He who controls the spice controls the universe. That's not the kind of power you just want to give away. He also says, hey guys, why don't staffs add spell damage? Because they're staves, and it's catchy.
Right. Why doesn't anyone on our staff add spell damage?
Yeah.
I'm sure we could probably get Multizar to add some spell damage just occasionally. And then, you know, we'd have to cast some spells, I guess.
Oculus says, are there any plans to implement an antique breastplate or other torso armor? It's just that wearing a gingham blouse to fill the gap in one's thick, heavy suit of metal armor looks a little weird.
That's fantastic, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what the knights did back in the day. Palpy says, dear Jick, please pass mall searches into R-Trim. It's trivial to implement and makes mall searches less finicky with copy and paste. Thank you. I thought that it already was, because I was constantly having that problem myself. But I'll check it. Announced after this next song says, could we make whitelisting a right-click and chat option?
I need to work with right-click. It's become non-trivial to add.
I see. It's the, I don't want the list. It seems like it would eventually get so tall that you wouldn't be able to have it on the screen easily anymore. I don't know.
Just please don't add the TP / brick option.
Yeah, I would.
Is
there? Oh, well, there's probably really no reason to not do it with TP. I would say that every time I log on, I probably get 30 or 40 TP messages now. I mean, it's neat that so many of those items are getting sunk. Yeah.
What are they? Was when you clean it up, you get
some of them back.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
1 to 2.
Every 2 TPs you get, you can get 1 roll.
Okay, yeah. Is there something screaming in the other room? Oh, I see. I see.
And the
I meant to buy the Mega Man game for the DS, and I forgot to buy it. Damn it! Damn it! He said. I was someplace earlier today. Riff's been playing Rocket Slime, which he says is good. I've been playing World of Warcraft, which I know is good. What else? I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. I did some handy mannery today. I replaced a light fixture in the closet again.
Again?
Yeah, because it's one of those shitty just bare bulb in a porcelain socket with a pull string thing,
right.
Because there's no switch, and those things just don't last very long. Just at some point, the light bulb burned out, and then the thing just never worked again. And I think it's, like, the switch also just didn't go clicky-click anymore. I think just something exploded inside there. But I put a little hook to divert the path of the string so that it's not putting, like, torque against the light bulb all the time. Yeah. But turns out I had to chisel away some of the wood around the trapdoor to the attic to get the thing to fit in there. So it was a bigger job than I was expecting it to be. Luckily, this is how I almost electrocuted myself, because it's in my bedroom, right? So I turn off the breaker to the bedroom, all the lights in the bedroom stop working. I'm like, all right, I can replace this thing now. And I unhook the entire thing, and I'm sitting there looking at the two wires hanging down, and I'm like, you know, something tells me that these might still be live. I don't trust that breaker actually, you know, broke this circuit, because it would be the only thing in the house where one room was controlled by one breaker.
Right.
And so I started swatting at it with a wrench, with like a rubber handle, and then it went kabow as it arced between it. So every time I have to work on anything in this fucking closet, which has been twice now since I've lived in the house, I have to turn off the power to the entire house, which just quickly makes it 100 degrees inside the house.
Yeah.
And optimal for working on stuff with tools. I'm really kind of a pussy. I just, you know, it's not that I don't know how to do stuff like that. It's just that I don't want to, because you get all sweaty and you get your hands dirty and cut up, and I don't like that, man. My hands are for loving, not for roping cows. And you know what I should do? I should do like that guy in Of Mice and Men and just wear gloves full of Vaseline all the time.
Yeah. See, I get satisfaction from taking, like, the wallpaper down in the downstairs bathroom and seeing that the hideous wallpaper is now gone. And, you know, just seeing a task well done is worth...
Yeah, no, so yeah. Do I. It's just, I... With my house, it's so... Everything is so badly put together in my house to begin with that every single thing turns into twice as much work as it should be.
That's what happens with us, too, yeah.
Like, this fucking thing. I shouldn't have had to chisel out a big chunk of the goddamn frame around the attic trapdoor to put this light fixture in, but I did, because everything is just exactly, like, an inch in the wrong direction. Mm. Every single thing that they installed anywhere in the house. So... Took a long time to get porch lights put in my house, too. But I did it. You know what I need to do next is I need to get... There's motion sensor lights on the outside, but they're the most... They're motion sensor lights that stay on for about 3 seconds after the motion detector. So it's impossible to actually use them for anything. If they're on, they just sort of flash the entire time. And it doesn't matter. They're like configurable, but the knobs just don't do anything. Like, they're just burned out somehow.
Well, let's say we take a break, because I've been bouncing up and down on my seat for a bit here.
Eyeballs are floating.
Indeed. All right, so we'll be back in about 10, and here's some REM. I move across innocent lines, all flesh and horse I move across the eyes with money had a shirt. I pass satellite. You're so bitter, you're plain. I can't give you anything. I don't know your limits. I don't know you anymore. Soon as you might let off, we're trapped in the sun. How easy to think of our best. It's better sweet, but I can't taste that.
Yeah.
And we're back to let you know we can really shake them down. Do you love us now that we can dance?
I love us for our freedom. But there are those who hate us for our freedom.
Mm.
Somebody made an account called the Hebrew Jebrews that asks what kind of underwear we're wearing. I always do the Monday show completely nude.
Yeah, which is a little bit awkward.
This feeling inside.
You can't tell anybody that that is your song.
Walla Walla 23 says, I know you won't ever repeat Mr. Store items, but what do you think about making an item that costs two or three Mr. A's and gives you a random former Mr. Store item? No.
I think that would be a blatant cash grab of the kind that we're very intent on avoiding.
Yeah. It would bite us in the ass in the long run anyway. Because it would piss off so many of the people who probably are our biggest supporters.
Yeah, maybe we should have, like, pollsters who tell us what would be popular and what wouldn't, and, like, conduct random surveys in the kingdom. Yeah. And then we could...
Fred Levi says, if it's called Seaside Town, why would they fence themselves off from the seaside? You aren't going to get tourists that way. That's another reason I think that Seaside Town should be rebuilt, to actually have a port.
Huh. Where they get all their wine?
Yeah. Mm. And to open them up for terrorism.
Yes.
All of our events are going to be centered around terrorism from now on.
Yeah. So the next thing to happen to Hanks is it's going to be hit by a plane.
Yep. A meat plane. Mm. I think they should rebuild Hanks as two giant, tall, nearly identical buildings.
Huh. I'm still pissed off that Peter Jackson really screwed with the Lord of the Rings mythology just to be current by making two towers.
Yeah.
And I really thought it was crappy that at the end of it, somebody crashed a plane into the Tower of Orthanc. That was a little over the top. A meat plane would actually be kind of interesting, because then you could just get yourself nice, thin, curly slices of meat.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like an instant jerky maker.
Mm.
Or, shaved beef.
Speaking of shaved beef, how about we don't...
Fred Levi says, ooh, what an interesting item of the month to be released on my birthday. Cool. Well, happy birthday. Fred Levi says, I think it would be cool to have random triple stat days. It would be cool and random.
Oh, there already are. Haven't you found any?
Yeah. We do one at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising that nobody ever notices. Although those always coincide with the random half stat game days. It's very, very rare that only one of those goes off. Max Van says, you could cook a taco shell with a helmet turtle to make a taco of the terrapin, as mentioned in the previous show. But no helmet turtles are ever harmed in the filming of this game, and I don't want them to be.
Maybe with just a shell, although there's no way to get a turtle out of its shell. And if you cooked a shell with a shell, that would be kind of dumb.
Blathersby says, the ghost of the English language is angry. A dependent clause following an independent clause does not use a comma before the coordinating conjunction. Damn those attack messages.
What?
Shut up. Probably all mine are problems. What does that mean?
He hits you in the face, comma, and then you fall over.
Yeah, that needs a comma.
The
Not right if it has a comma, if it doesn't have a comma.
Yeah. Popular opinion would say you're incorrect. But,
I will.
And I honestly don't think that's a big deal. Because every teacher, every person with a doctorate in writing good has told me that the comma rules are essentially matters of preference and style. As long as you don't use a comma to join two complete sentences, you're fine.
Why would you ever use a comma to join two complete sentences? Why wouldn't they just be two sentences?
Well, in place of a semicolon. Because you use a semicolon to join two complete sentences.
But I thought it was only if the two complete sentences were supposed to be expressing the same thing.
Right. So, like, if you put, he went home early, semicolon, he was tired, that's okay. If you put, he went home early, comma, he was tired, that would be a comma splice. which is bad.
Wait, how is he went home early and he was tired? I mean, I because would, he I was think tired is semicolon there.
He was tired is the reason that he went home early. So there, it's not expressing the same thought; it's expressing related ideas.
Huh.
It's a California stop instead of an actual stop.
I see. Well, I just never used them then because I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Ooh,
it just keeps you from writing like Ernest Hemingway. He went home early. He was tired. The dog barked. It was hungry.
I mean, why wouldn't you just do comma because?
Because you shouldn't do a comma. You shouldn't do the dog barked because he was hungry without a comma. Which is where we started.
Why was he hungry without a comma? Does the dog eat commas?
Yes.
And without a comma, the dog is especially hungry. Huh. Yeah. I don't actually remember ever learning rules for using commas. They just, I tend to pause a lot in my speech, and I, although not at points where I would use a comma.
Right.
I just tend to put a comma in wherever there would be a pause in speech.
I mean, having seen what people who are 18 and 19 years old do with commas now, I think you have no trouble.
Yeah.
Your commas are just fine.
BioSpark says, do any of the other DJs host archives of talk-based radio shows? I know it's a bit specific, but I've run through the JNS and Dev shows twice, and they keep me going at the office. I don't know. I think Ashelon has his like strategy show that he does archive, but I don't remember where the archives are. Cyan220 says, I'm pretty sure no one there likes sports, but as Illinois natives, are you the least bit excited about how good the Chicago Bears are playing this year? Will you watch the Super Bowl if they play? Only I am an Illinois native. And no.
I tend to watch the Super Bowl every year and just pick a team to back so that, you know, people can be excited and I can be excited back and whatever. But I watch the Super Bowl because I watch the Oscars and I really enjoy watching the Oscars and I really enjoy making catty remarks about the gowns that people choose to wear to the Oscars. So I watch the Super Bowl just to kind of maintain some semblance of masculinity.
I see. Even though you're just mainly watching it for the, like, Pier 1 commercials?
No, watching the Super Bowl is my beard for watching the Oscars.
I see.
Plus, it's an excuse to have a party.
Why do you need an excuse to have a party?
And I don't know. When was the last time you had a party, motherfucker?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't bring me flowers.
Walla Walla 23 says, kill two birds with one stone. Make stat gains better on a stat day the longer it is after rollover.
Ooh.
Ooh. We create pre-rollover lag instead of post-rollover lag. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, now that you plan to put a clover adventure in every zone, will you make it so that something reminds us that we have an assembled clover with us so we don't waste it? Well,
getting a clover adventure
no matter where you adventure will remind you.
We can't hold your hand that much.
Yeah. I'm a mom.
Oh. Enemy Lasagna points out there's a Friday the 13th coming up.
Yep.
Which I think Zeno's got it ready to go.
Blind Bandit says, this is kind of an inane question, but why is the Cheshire Bat the only capitalized non-rare tiny plastic? I think it's the only capitalized familiar.
It's because Cheshire is a county and a town in England. So the Cheshire is an adjective there, but it means somebody who's from the proper noun that is Cheshire. So it's a proper noun and should be capitalized.
O'Grady says, does the twitchy captain of the Gourd have Tourette's syndrome? No. He just is very, very nervous.
Ahoo!
Ah, thank you for that sneeze.
somebody send you a sneeze?
Mr. Sandman did. He must have misheard me. Ah, oh, man, now my nose hurts. Evang says, are you ever going to work in more backstory into the game with, or are you going to work more backstory into the game with NS13? I don't think KOL really needs backstory, but it certainly wouldn't hurt it, and I enjoyed the Haunted Library stuff. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that there are really any plans to specifically talk about, like, historical stuff, but, you know, that was a way. I'd always kind of wanted a way to work some of the the stuff that I like about World of Warcraft, like the books lying around that sort of give you a story if you're actually willing to spend the time on it. I don't know. It would be neat if maybe there were some more... Like, if there were... Because, like, one thing that they do a lot is they have, like, books as quest items that you have to deliver from one place to another, or, like, letters from one person to another, and you can read them out of your inventory if you want to. So, the whole, like... Maybe we could make it so you find a book somewhere and have to return it to the library across the street from the from the sleazy back alley. But I don't know. I don't... There's not any specific plans for more like backstory heavy stuff, like whatever, like the Spooky Raven. But
at some point when I'm not doing anything else at all, I'll finish the calendar, which will give you some idea of what went on in the past. But what happened though was we thought, hey, we could use this calendar thing. We could do something for each day. On this day in history kind of thing, and we could pretend that we had this whole timeline all figured out. And then we said, no, it would be funnier if we actually had the whole timeline figured out, and then we were daunted by that task and didn't do it.
We wrote a vague one. I mean, there were the days of yore and the Viva La Revolution.
Yeah.
We figured out where the Cola Wars were and the whole thing, and... I don't know. We'll have to dig that up. One thing that I really would like to do prior to NS13 is to get fucking 12 holidays in there.
Yeah.
You know, even if they were... Because it wouldn't be that much work for us to do something else like Valentine's Day, you know? Because that was mostly just some writing, a little bit of code, and it just recurs, and it's fun, and everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Figuring out a way to work the toy-making stuff in to be available every recurring Crimbo would be neat. We could just kind of fake it, you know?
Huh, because I would rather... I like keeping those a little bit harder to get than once every 96 days.
Really? Well, the parts are really only available. I mean, because right now you can get some felt, you know, as like kind of a lowish drop on something that you can only fight a handful of times anyway.
Right.
And we were you know, kind of trying to think about ways of working the rest of those in somewhere. But, you know, I don't know. I'd like for there to be something. I mean, the recurring December KOL holiday, it'd be neat if it was somehow kind of vaguely Christmas-ish, but not, you know, we make it clear that the real Crimbo happens on some bizarre otherworldly schedule where it happens once every 365 days.
Right.
You know.
Maybe we can write that into the stuff that's coming up this Crimbo.
Yeah.
To say, like, yeah, we're back, but you fuckers are going to have to work three times as hard.
Or, you know, just start, yeah, some that where we were thinking that maybe, you know, just once every 96 days, Uncle Crimbo could pull his trailer into town somewhere and, you know, even just have something else available. I mean, we could make it so the items all drop relatively rarely, because there's still a lot of them floating around, too, that were left over from that previous
right.
Crimbo, right? So the items drop kind of rarely, and every Crimbo he pulls in, and he makes three of those set of items, you know? And so that'd be, you know, kind of neat if we rotated them out. Because, I mean, the stuff is all, you know, I mean, I guess the duck on a string is something that people like, or whatever, but the rest of it, I mean, like the ball or whatever, you know, nobody's using that to break the game. I mean, it's fun stuff, you know. Jump the Shark says, when I was in a bathroom in a restaurant, I saw my other car is made of meat sticker above the urinal. Crazy, eh? Well, crazy ah. Crazy ah, Johnson. Jump the Shark says, what would you say is the best-selling item in the KOL store? A shirt? Shot glasses? I think probably the lime shirt is the best seller.
Yeah.
Sterlock asks if I've seen the phenomenal percentage increase in the Lake of Boating progress. I was just informed of it. I wonder if it's changed since yesterday, or whenever that message came in.
Grug the Just says, for those who are Picard-esque, which seems to be all male characters, could we get a recipe that is, let's say, Hellbroth plus Naugahyde equals Hell Toupee? That's a beautiful pun. That makes me happy.
Yerk the Real Badass, if you run away from an enemy, does it still count as an encounter in the monster queue, or does that turn not count as part of the sequence? It does. Encountering the monster puts it into the queue. Bootsuri says, how come the Bat Guano description doesn't have a Doctor Strange love reference? I don't remember. Bat Guano was one of the characters' names? I like Buck Turgidson. I barely remember anything about Doctor Strangelove. I watched it probably a year ago for the first time ever. Butsuri says, she gives you a nasty, disappointed look, but this isn't the first time you've disappointed a woman, so you're nonplussed. Mean what it's supposed to? Nonplussed doesn't make sense to me there.
That doesn't make sense there. Where is... What monster is that on?
Okay. We looked this up, right? Nonplussed has developed the meaning unfazed. I have always believed that that's what it meant.
It's so...
Every time that I've ever seen it. It has
doesn't.
Taken on, it has taken on the exact opposite of its literal meaning.
It should mean a state of perplexity,
right.
Confusion, or bewilderment.
Yeah, but man, we looked it up, and almost every usage of it in the last, like, 50 years has meant exactly the opposite of that.
That's retarded, and we don't...
All right,
we don't
fine.
Serve retards here.
So fine. It is common enough that I was never ever aware of the difference.
Wow.
And you know, it might be one of those things like nauseous or nauseated. You know.
I've just never saw it used to mean unfazed.
See, I've never seen it used to mean anything else.
Like, confused is what, you know, the absence of being plussed.
Well, what's plussed?
Origin from Latin, non plus, meaning not more. So you're not moored.
Oh, that makes sense. You haven't been hit over the head with J. Moore.
In standard English, nonplussed means surprised and confused. A new meaning, not disconcerted or unperturbed, has developed recently in North American English. Probably on the assumption that the prefix non must have a negative meaning, this is not yet accepted as standard usage. You're goddamn right.
Oh, all right.
This isn't just, man.
Dude, sorry.
This is a big word, and I don't want to learn what it means, so I'm just going to use it to mean whatever the hell I want
it
to mean.
No, I'm going to use it to mean everything that it's ever meant in any context that I've ever
seen
it in.
By people who don't understand...
Okay, I'm relatively sure that I don't gauge meanings based on their context in AIM conversations with 11-year-olds.
Right,
you
but
know,
first time I saw that word used and I didn't understand what it meant, I went and looked it up and went, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense.
And
then
the problem is I'm pretty sure that I did too, and I must have just...
looked it up in the crazy dictionary.
Looked it up in the opposite day dictionary. Or
are you sure it was a dictionary, Peter? Are you sure it wasn't nothing? So what monster is that?
It's in the jilted the remains of a or the jilted remains of a jilted mistress, stilted, silty mildewed remains of a jildewed Judil.
No, it's not in there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm looking at it with my eyes.
Not in the critical or whatever.
Nope.
Huh.
So some female monster is. So we'll find that and I'll sure for goddamn fix it. Yeah, because that's not even like I can see addictive and addicting or nauseous and nauseating because it's the same word, it's just the wrong case and whatnot. But it, yeah.
Addicted and addicting.
Just like the car that ran over me left me completely uninjured. Oh, and I'm using that to mean injured. That's like saying that the gasoline was completely inflammable. Oh, wait.
Yeah, well, I mean, inflammable and flammable mean the same thing, right?
Right.
I mean, that's basically the problem there. Wow, I wrote it, and it was recent, so it has to be in Spooky Raven. But what are the other female monsters in Spooky Raven? There's a Scullery Maid, which doesn't have it.
The Librarian.
Oh, okay, that could be.
Is there a distinction that
I thought inflammable and flammable were just synonymous.
Huh, weird. I don't, I'm not seeing it. That's difficult to query for, too, so. It's got to be in there somewhere. Just looking for female monsters. Not a writing desk. Everybody knows writing desks are male.
Are they? Escritorio. Yeah, in Spanish they're male. I think pencils are female. Pens are
somebody,
female.
I mean, somebody will probably already have told us if we refresh the questions. Where that...
Oh, picture of man and wife in the gallery.
Oh, okay. So change it to plus.
Change it to uninjured, unharmed, unimpressed.
Unperturbed.
Right.
Butsuri says, incidentally, using the where were you when we sacked Rome line on those guys is hilarious. I like all the new 8 zones, or I really like all the 8 new zones content. Well done on that. Boosery says, I notice all the new zones on the ground floor have Clover Adventures, but none of the upstairs ones do. Any particular reason for that? Clovers are too heavy to carry up the stairs.
Yes.
Or, no, those the stainless steel reinforcement stairs have an anti-Clover force field. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Cosmos again says that we better believe it.
So force fields sound like Charlie Brown's mom?
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Or did Charlie Brown's mom, just every adult in the Peanuts universe has a force field around them?
Yeah, yeah.
Which blocks all the sound from them talking.
And if you want to stab them, you have to put the knife in really slowly.
Yep.
And that's why none of the adults ever get stabbed on Charlie Brown's, because they haven't figured that out. Yeah. Those are always fleeing from the sandworms.
Well, that's why they weren't in Oz.
I always thought that was kind of a cool mechanism for creating the fights that he did, even though that shield technology existed, was the fact that if you were on the sand with a shield, it would attract a worm because of the pulsating of the shield. Yes. Just saying. Draco Shade says, why can I never connect to the higher bandwidth radio? It's never accepting new connections when I try. It's because it fills up for these people get slots on the high. It shouldn't be as bad anymore because there are a lot more high bandwidth slots, but under normal circumstances, when it's not one of our shows, it's not nearly as busy. Because people like us. They really like us. Askren says, I like chicken. Do you like chicken? I like chicken. I like chicken.
I like cereal.
I don't like playing chicken. Playing chicken, like with a train?
Yeah.
That's not very fun.
Race K2 says, have you looked at any of the GOED puzzles? If so, do you agree that they're pig fuckers? Hot Stuff has been working on those, and I've only looked at one puzzle so far. And, you know, they're not pig fuckers. They're just the kind of people who make those puzzles that I can't solve.
I totally forgot about that. I've been judging
So have I, actually. Riff and I have been playing the this year's interactive fiction competition started a couple days ago, so we've been playing a lot of text adventures and judging them. Although I've actually only played through one and just immediately given up on a bunch of the others as being terribly written or entirely not in English, so very difficult for me to judge objectively.
I've got some ones and twos in my range list.
No. Skeet Shooter says, why isn't the long rollover on Mondays when not as many people can play afterwards? Well, we looked at the logs to see what day people played the least, and it was the day that we're doing the long rollover on. So that's, I mean, any argument about more people being affected by it then than any other time is just sort of incorrect statistically. FFL2N3 Rock says, out of all the messages sent to Radio Bugbear, about what percentage of them have horrible grammar and spelling?
Not very many.
Not very many, yeah.
Hmm.
The entire cast of Rent says, did you guys ever play Earthbound? We need more references to it. Maybe a Carlin badge that instead of reflecting lightning, it diverts angry old comedians. I keep trying to play it. And I'll get the emulator, I'll get it set up, I'll put in some cheat code that actually makes it so that I have the patience to play it. And then I first time I played it, I made it to, like, the second town before I forgot to play it again. And then the second time, I made it to the third town. And then the third time I played, I made it to the fourth town. I think eventually I'll actually play through it, but...
Hmm.
Everybody says it's funny, and I think it's kind of funny, but it's mostly just funny compared to other Super Nintendo RPGs, hardly any of which are even a little bit funny.
Uh-huh.
So... Soletta says, are you likely to change the Clover Adventure in the gallery anytime soon? Well, if anything, we will dilute it by 50% by putting in another adventure. And some people say that's still not enough. Some people say that's totally too much. Some people say I'll have a cheeseburger.
And they're all right.
Hank J. Wimbledon says, why is it you can kill the clowns? Why is it that you can't... What? Why is it that you... why is it you can kill the clowns in Clown Rock? You don't kill clown, clown kills you. I don't understand you, Hank J. Wimbledon.
Can't
the entire cast of Rent says, Jake, if your wife turned into a zombie, would you kill her? This question is of utmost importance. Why, do you know something I don't?
Oh.
Samurai Faith says, how come girls only go for looks? They don't. Some of them go for money.
Some of them go for you if you look like you have money.
Some of them go for you if you have a giant penis.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I rely upon.
Rick Clowant says, why does Kingdom of Loathing pwn so hard? Because it's a pwning machine.
Every day we add 2 fresh scoops of pwn to the game.
Actually, that we hire the sun to provide 2 giant scoops of pwn into it. That's crazy. He works cheap. Kenpo Karate Boy says, how do you feel about automated playing software like KOL Mafia? Do you feel that this software is useful or just annoying and pointless? I mean, it's an impressive piece of software, I'm told. I have actually not looked at it to the extent that I should. But, you know, I mean, I respect what Halu Tawal is doing with KOL Mafia. The way that some people use it kind of irritates me, because I feel like they're sort of... I don't know. You know, I guess they're getting some enjoyment out of scripting the game like that, but from my perspective, it's like they're just kind of using resources without actually playing the game, you know? Like, if you're so bored with the content that you just want to watch numbers scroll by, maybe you shouldn't play anymore. You know, give your spot to somebody else who will actually enjoy it. But...
I feel like it took me a while to get to this place, but I understand that after a while you've read all the jokes and everything and you're really concerned with maxing out your stuff, and what you like the most about playing the game is having all of your turns run efficiently, so it doesn't really bother me that people do it that way, because they're still having fun, they're still chatting, and you know, it's different from the way that I would imagine having fun at all, but that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it makes me a little sad, is all.
Sorry, that was my little sister.
That was incredibly loud.
Yeah, I found that there are 2 useful, or 1 useful volume setting on this phone, which is way too loud, and the other one is so quiet that I can't hear it when it's in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me just silence that phone.
I always leave my phone on vibrate, but this phone doesn't actually vibrate hard enough for me to feel it a lot of the time, even when it is on my pants or at my pocket. Phil 8675309 says, "How about a scarecrow familiar every now and then that the monster will attack it instead of you and has the effects of a volleyball or leprechaun?" So, like, teddy bear plus volleyball?
I really like the teddy bear mechanic. It seems like if that's not useful, it should be.
It used to be useful for the shadow, but I took that away from the
game. Oh, because it was just making the fight way too easy?
Yeah.
Tiki Master says, will you ever have a glorious revolution to overthrow the Council of Loathing? No, I fear the wrath of Abe Vigoda. No relation.
We might have a Dance Dance revolution.
Oh, we should. Dizya says, do you think we'll ever see a David Bowie knife? It can improve both your magic and your ability to dance, particularly if you're a little China girl. I think that would be too much of an oddity.
It would also give you half of the temporary blindness effect.
Wait, why is that?
I don't know if he's actually blind in the eye that has the fixed pupil. And
oh,
and is a different color.
Weird. I didn't know that he had an eye with a fixed pupil that was a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Alan C. says, any chance those of us going to KOL Lumbus will get something cool like the Comic-Con superhero masks and the KOL Con 3 3D glasses? No.
No, I mean, Columbus is actually getting freakishly big.
Really?
But I think that's just on the reputation of how awesome it was last year.
Yeah. How but many people are...
I'm not sure. Just the same, though, I mean, the times that we're going to do those items are times where we're throwing the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that party is not one that we are throwing. Let me see. How about if I count these and you read another question?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mana Woodin says, shouldn't the Raspberry Beret also have an effect that makes your player name show up as the player formerly known as, and then your player name? That's kind of funny.
That is pretty funny. But wrong!
Slet Varthash says, one use of Summon Snow Cones costs 5 MP and returns 3 cones. Conjuring Noodles costs 10 MP and gives only 1 noodle, or 30 for 3. Why the disparity in costs for return? It's almost as though they're two entirely different skills with two entirely different effects that they have.
So there are 72 people on the confirmed list for Columbus.
Wow.
And there are... there are 65 other ones that are on the MACOM list.
Wow.
So, yeah. Getting pretty big.
The Lord of Hats says, I'm curious with a couple of presumably answered 10 years ago questions. Do you ever have days where you think, ye gods, I can't think up an idea? Two, if so, what do you do on these off days? And three, do you foresee a day when you run out of humorous references? I mean, we have a backlog of so many things that we want to do that it... really, if we ran out of ideas, nobody would notice for, like, 2 years, which is lucky. And there are so many, you know, there are so many sort of RPG tropes that we haven't explored yet. You know, like, we didn't have a haunted house until, like, 2 weeks ago. So, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like it isn't that difficult for us to come up with stuff. We've got, like I said, just these piles and piles and piles of stuff that we kind of want to do, and It's more just sort of waiting for those ideas to simmer. At least from my perspective, we spend a lot of time with a lot of, you know, 60 to 80% completed content that hasn't quite gelled yet. And so, you know, it's a matter of sitting around waiting for the one sort of spark in the shower a spark in the shower would probably electrocute you, but the spark to sort of maybe mix two of those things together and turn the two 60% completed things into one 95% complete thing that encompasses both of them, and then and then we do it. But yeah, I don't know. Do I foresee a day when we run out of humorous references? I doubt it.
Yeah, because that's the thing about pop culture, is they keep making more.
It's true.
Yeah, by the way, I listened to the entirety of Weird Al Yankovic's new album, and it's pretty damn good.
What songs does he parody?
That's kind of the funny thing, is I didn't know most of the songs that he parodied, but some of his original ones are good this time. He's got a Beach Boys-style parody, and then kind of a, I don't know, like, neo-baroque, like, Adamant or something-style parody. And, yeah, it's entertaining. Like, the White and Nerdy song, I have no idea what that's a song parody of, but it's still pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
And don't download this song. Oh, he does American Idiot as Canadian Idiot. That was the one that I actually recognized. Oh, and Trapped in the Drive-Thru, which is an 11-minute long parody of Trapped in the Closet.
What's Trapped in the Closet?
It's R. Kelly's weird, like, six-part series, which is basically a short story that sounds like it was written by a six-year-old, but, you know, sung to a tune with a beat.
Snuffstyle420 says, lesson learned from High Tension, French lesbians are fucking nuts. What's High Tension?
Is that the movie?
If it's a movie about French lesbians, fucking nuts.
Is that the movie that I know as Hot Tension? Probably. I have no clue. Quit trying to perplex us with
Enter the Wumpa says, have either of you ever messed with the map editors in any games? Did you successfully build a map? If so, I built this goofy, fucked up StarCraft arena game once that I was successfully able to get people to play it once, and it had all these bugs in it, and it didn't work very well. And then they got mad at me for beating them. Pokey says, I went the MMG one time today, and the result was that I hate one cold high main. I don't think that that sentence actually means anything, Pokey. I'm sorry.
They're all words.
They are, but the sentence. Mm. Duty says, how long are general backlogs for custom avatar forms? In general, they are all done within a month of the them coming available. I think there are 4 or 5 left to do right now. But this is kind of unusual.
Freak says, I literally have a meat air freshener for my car. It's shaped almost exactly like the in-game icon for meat. Doesn't smell like meat, though, sadly. Which, if I were making a meat-shaped air freshener for a car, I would make it smell like a steak.
Yeah, or like bacon.
Yeah, like
that would be so fucking awesome.
A steak that smelled like bacon.
Yeah.
What about a steak made out of bacon? Just like a big slab of bacon that you had to eat with a steak knife because it was so big.
Hmm.
Yeah, Riff prefers his bacon crunchy because Riff is a Philistine.
I'm kind of with you on that, Riff.
What? Bacon is supposed to be chewy.
Yeah.
Bacon is supposed to be chewy. That's what, yeah, you guys
no,
are.
You're out of your mind.
Is Hot Stuff voting for chewy?
He prefers his bacon to have fur all over it.
He's voting for and doing an impression of Chewy.
I had to, that was one of the things I early on had to lay down the law on in my marriage, that my wife prefers her bacon coated in brown sugar.
Ah!
Yeah. And I thought, I'll bet that's going to be the nastiest thing I've ever tasted, but go ahead and whip some up. So she melts the brown sugar in the pan, she puts the bacon in it, and it's fucking brown sugar glazed bacon, and it tastes exactly like you would imagine that would taste like.
I would imagine that to taste pretty bad.
And I said, never, ever do that again.
People put fucking maple syrup on... You know, honestly, people who put maple syrup on anything are people with whom I just can't hang at the breakfast table.
I put them on the pancakes, but that's after I've eaten the sausages and eggs so that they don't get covered in that.
And also, I fucking hate pancakes, which is, granted, makes me different than everyone else, I guess, in the American breakfast industry. I just don't like pancakes at all.
Well, you don't like any sweet entree, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, I don't like yams. Those three yams will kill him from? Oh, okay. I guess I just don't. The thing is, it's not that I don't like sweet stuff, because, I mean, I keep, like, some candy around, something like. Hot Stuff pointed out, I was not actually aware that these existed before, but I've been taking my vitamins lately because we got those little kids' gummy worm vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and those are fucking great.
That's fantastic.
It's like you want to take vitamins because every day you wake up and you're like, ooh, delicious sour gummy worm. And you eat the delicious sour gummy worm. You know, I don't tend to like natural sweet stuff. I don't like chocolate, really, or, you know, like creamy stuff. I like salty butter, not sweet butter. I prefer like Jolly Ranchers to a candy bar. Oh, caramel. I like a Caramello or like, you know, the best candy bar are those like 50-cent candy bars that, you know, that are all like busting a cap in somebody's ass with steps to them.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know if that's the kind of thing. 50 cent.
We're in scrolling MySQL error. Xenophobe broke the game and Xenophobe is fixing it.
No, oh, what happened? It was some chat. Weird.
Oh, Xenophobe did not break the game. Sorry about that.
Maybe Geth was dicking with something and.
So don't panic, Alan, and please don't send a bunch of messages to
they can't
to the report bug thing. When you get back.
Don't is there a film reference threat in the Anglerbush attack message? I don't know. I can't look at what it is. I think Riff wrote those.
So don't refresh your questions list,
by
the way.
I shallant. Rolski says, if you like anagrams, you'll dig this. My sister's first and middle name, Catherine Claire, rearranged to I Like Athena Carr, who was her randomly selected college roommate. Weird. Enter the Wumpa says, Guild Quest. After NS13? Before? During? After? Alan C. says, on that note, how about intrinsic Canadianity as an effect of the Mr. A? The problem with that is that we cannot currently put an intrinsic on an accessory because of the way the intrinsic code works. So, yeah.
And people I don't know are contacting me on AIM to tell me that the game went down.
It's back up.
Is it? That's weird.
It's experiencing a rollover lag.
Well, right, because whenever the database server shuts down. That's really strange. That hasn't happened in like a year.
Yeah, it might have been result of something that I made him
do. Okay. Because we've got, supposedly starting tonight, because...
I'm writing an email to the guy.
Oh, all right, he emailed him. He's up and starting his work day. So we've been planning this MySQL consultation, and it is starting tonight. Yoshinori is our consultant, and he is in Japan, so his work day corresponds pretty close to ours. Like rollover is at, like, noon for him, or 12:30. So, yeah, they were having to dick with the database to get him access to stuff so that he can start looking around and accomplishing all this stuff. And Zeno is on the horn, as it were, with Yoshinori. So, hopefully, Yoshinori will not let those robots eat us.
Yeah. And hopefully...
Because he has been taking his vitamins and gummy corn.
I was trying to come up with something clever to say about Yoshi from the Mario series, but I can't.
V3IT Thug says, does the new item of the month have an error in it, or is it just me? I try using it with my leprechaun in the gallery, and I get a chance of getting meter items, but never both. Well, it's just an increased chance of getting items, so, I mean, you should always get the same level of meat from a given monster, but, you know, the items are, it just tweaks the randomness a little. It's still random. Enter the Wumpa says, Jake, I just wanted to thank you for the well-written, well-thought-out, and completely not-automated K-mail you sent me yesterday. Hooray for / veteran access. Well, you're welcome, Enter the Wumpa. I thought, as I personally hand-wrote that K-mail to you, how, I wonder if Enter the Wumpa is going to thank me for this personalized and very sincere non-form letter that I'm sending him right now. And then, you know, you didn't fail me, Enter the
Wumpa. See, what people don't realize is that Jake writes those all out by hand on parchment. And then we scan them, and we use OCR technology to recognize the words.
I write them with a quill pen using ink that I make out of the bladders of these squirrels that I go out and hunt and kill myself, too. Each squirrel gives me enough ink for about half a sentence. So I'm having to leave on longer and longer trips to actually find squirrels. And plus, they have to have been drinking ink.
Right.
So it's... Unless I sort of set that up ahead of time, but, you know, like, leaving it like an inkwell filled with half ink, half antifreeze out, so that I can just sort of collect the dead squirrels and squeeze the ink out of their bladders. And then you ask, why don't you just use the inkwells?
Because you care.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it wouldn't have that same personal touch, yeah.
Ponjos points out that the game appears to have started working again, and he does that as a private message to me in the game.
All right.
Thank you, Ponjo.
Attention, private messages are working. Jack Vermicelli says, is there an undiscovered minstrel in the gallery? There are undiscovered minstrels in every zone.
Yeah, currently what you're experiencing can best be described as pre-minstrel syndrome.
Yeah, yep.
There was a guy, one of my friends, who played the minstrel in the version of Robin Hood that we did in high school, and we really wanted to dress him in a white garment with a red cap, you know, kind of a period costume, but they wouldn't let us. That's such a great joke. Period costume. Like, a period piece. Shut up.
Oh, boy.
You don't know from funny. Ottoman says the chat needs a cliche filter.
Ottoman also says, did you guys know that your domain is worth $11,781? Oh, real.
Wait.
Seriously, check it out. Where do you check that out? And what the fuck is that even supposed to mean? No, it's not. I own it, and I think I paid, like, $60 a year for it for the next 10 years. So that's not... Yeah, now, yes, I know. I fucking buy all my domains from Network Solutions because I like their editing interface. I like having all my domains in the same place. Yes, I know I'm getting fucked. I know GoDaddy will sell them to me for $8 for 10 years, but damn it. I've been using Network Solutions since 1997 or 96, and damned if I'm going to stop now. Well, we stopped using their DNS. Yeah, that's actually the one problem I had with them. They wouldn't let you have more than like 8 subdomains. Not because you couldn't do it, but because their fucking web interface was written such that it limited it to 8 or the number you had over 8. But I had to like write them a letter. Really, it was just an email. And it took like 48 hours turnaround on getting the 9th one deleted. And then when I deleted another one, I couldn't recreate a 9th one again. Because the fucking form didn't work that way. Which, when we got the new 3 web servers, we had to start doing our own DNS, and that was, yeah. Lutze says, Bit of Honey may not be the best candy out there. Maybe second or third tier, but it is good. Jick rocks. That's right.
Given that my other example of what you find at the bottom of your candy bag is something that you really like, and I guess we just can't see eye to eye on the Halloween candy.
Glebe says, how I mine for bubblegum.
Nice.
Yeah. Nate Tiener says, Mr. Skullhead, I totally got your back on the Bit of Honey thing. I ate one and puked blood. Are you sure it wasn't Bit of Razor Blade?
I'm pretty sure that those were unrelated things.
Reverend Noodleyson says, Glape Big League Chew is the best gum ever.
Wow, I've never seen somebody type with that particular speech impediment.
He says, I mean grape, not glape, but I've never tried glape-flavored gum. It might be good, too. Then he says, I meant never, not never. But no, he didn't actually take that the extra. Tiki Master, stop asking that question over and over again. Istanbul also says, how you mine for bubblegum? !!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!
check it out where? Hey, come on, man. You're throwing me a freaking bone here.
Yark the Real Bad says, the Bitto ectoplasm should be a blob image so I can collect it. Well, no, because it'd be shaped like a bit of honey.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a wrapper.
Enter the Wumpa says, is the wait, what's garlic thing in the pumpkin bucket a reference to the garlic crusade in the forums a while back and your swift crushing of said crusade? I don't even remember a garlic crusade in the forums or crushing anything to speak of.
I haven't crushed garlic in a long time. I buy it pre-minced.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, you can
I just buy cloves of garlic because I like... A lot of time I like slice it up to cook and stuff, too, so I like having the option of mincing it or slicing it, or, you know, putting whole cloves in, like, in the crock pot to just eat, like, roastedly. That was tasty.
And yeah, I wasn't, actually didn't use that opportunity to continue my crusade on how garlic is fucking disgusting. I just was making a reference to the fact that there's no garlic in the game.
You don't like garlic?
I don't like garlic as much as I like, say, bread. So when you have a piece of garlic bread that is equal parts garlic and bread, that seems a little off for me. Like, it's a flavoring, sure, but, you know, people will make a garlic chicken that tastes so strongly of garlic that if you did it with any other flavoring, you know, like, I would no sooner eat a clove of garlic than I would eat, like, five sprigs of rosemary.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, the thing is, if you cook garlic to the point where you have some of the flavor and you know, just, like, most of the flavor goes away or cooks into the other stuff, I mean, it's not, I'm just going to eat a raw clove of garlic because that would fucking kill me. But I kind of feel the same way about lemon in cooking. Mm. I feel like anytime you put lemon pepper on anything, it tastes so overpoweringly of lemon that I just don't get it. I haven't had that experience with garlic, but I tend to use everything a little sparingly. Except dill. I will drown the shit out of everything I cook in dill, and it is goddamn delicious. Because dill is my favorite spice.
You're the one who taught me to put the dill on the hash browns.
Oh, yeah?
And that is definitely a good idea.
It is.
Because also, every time I reach for the bottle, I get to go, dill weed.
Dill weed. Yeah. Robo9981 says, speaking of motion sensor lights, my dad installed some light sensor lights over the summer, but they wouldn't stop flashing. Turns out he put the light sensor inside the light. Yeah, that'll do it. Ziwa asks a question that, honestly, this was mostly an accident. Why are there so many non-elemental monsters in the manor? This is one more area where spells are at a disadvantage, and it's causing people to skip the one area where they were best. Yeah, I actually intended for almost all of the monsters in the manor, if not all of them, to be spooky. They didn't necessarily have to have spooky attacks, but having them be spooky monsters is something that I should do.
I have to reiterate my request for a slash clan channel to hold all of my slash clan misfires.
Madame Defarge says, are the new Mr. Store familiars for October 6th ready to go? Yeah, they have but to be drawn by me and animatronicized by Hot Stuff, and then they're going to be ready. Woohoo!
And I have a lot of pity and no envy for you trying to draw them, because I was thinking when I wrote them, like, what? So what do these look like?
Yeah, and
do they look like a bitch? And no, they don't.
Are they retiles, either of them?
No.
Damn it.
Sadly.
That guy's going to be very upset.
They're just original tiles.
Right. The problem that I have is differentiating them, because the first one, I have no idea what that even is.
It's not an actual
thing. It's not an actual thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could just look like anything of that sort of phyla that I choose for.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I mean, I think we can come up with something. They need to be cute, you know, because people dig the cute factor on the attention deficit deficit. Thank you for talking me out of the initial idea on that, because that worked out really well. That little demon, so cute. Glebe says, Hank's mostly burned down, then hit by a chunk of a comet, then flooded by the melting comet, then hit by a motherfucking plane. Ancestral mini storage.
Is it time for Snakes on a Plane references to kind of vanish into the ether?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that we already have in the game are fine, but, you know, I don't think it's funny anymore to say, Snakes on a motherfucking plane, or X on a motherfucking Y.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say that it's periodically still... It's still satisfying to me to say I have had it with these motherfucking, you know, like, say, these motherfucking ants in our motherfucking office.
Right. That's just something I would normally say, though, because I swear like a sailor.
You've had it with a lot of things. Somebody's, who is this? Sable 4 says, on the subject of free MMORPGs, Nexus War. It's like Urban Dead with all the faults fixed and no annoying IP limits. I will have to give Nexus War a shot. We'll see.
And on that note, would you like to pick a note to go out on?
Oh, yeah, sure.
A 100-pound note. We had G-flat.
How about the brown note?
From the White Album. But, at any rate, we'll see you next week, and I'll be on tomorrow at noon with the Radio KOL raffle. And so somebody on my show is getting the last... set of the old radio gear that is ever going to be created. So tune in for that.
Neat.
And now I have to explain why that is to Jake after we get off the air.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later, guys. Here's iSpeculum right after some refreshments.